In case the current presidential campaign is not quenching your thirst for political discourse, the 2015 comedy drama Our Brand is Crisis is based loosely on the 2002 presidential election in Bolivia. In this week's edition of SIU Reviews, film critic Simone Beck takes a closer look at the movie starring Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton that is based on the 2005 documentary of the same name.
Our Brand is Crisis is ostensibly a political comedy, and its plot, as the opening title cards convey, is suggested by a 2005 documentary of the same name. The documentary focused on a group of American political consultants, including James Carville, who were advising the campaign of a Bolivian presidential candidate. The fictional movie has taken very few things from its original, mainly the setting, the presidential race, the American meddlers, and the bald-headed visage of James Carville reimagined through Billy Bob Thornton. Everything else, including a narrative reason to care about any of the characters, seems to have been invented out of whole cloth. For a movie to suggest that we are, or should be, cynical of the democratic political process is hardly revolutionary. But Our Brand is Crisis struggles because it cannot quite decide on a tone or a point of view. At times, it feels like Mr. Smith goes to Bolivia, and more like Wag the Street Dog at others. For example, Ben says to Jane, with his most serious face, "This actually kind of matters, Jane. This country could go under. We're talking about people's lives." Yes, but how? Bolivia's problems are given some lip service, but it's never once suggested that the Americans working for Castillo think his policies or personality are a better match for those problems. They care very little about ideas and more about selling those ideas through repetition and rhetoric. Castillo is simply paying them. And when Jane decides to get in the game, it's not Ben's serious summation of why it might matter that changes her mind. It's a desire to beat her campaign nemesis, who's running the opposing campaign, Pat Candy. But despite the banality of the self-important and underdeveloped plot, the character and casting of Jane is worth noting. Jane's nickname is Calamity Jane, so-called because she is unpredictable, as liable to make a mess of a campaign as win one. The movie makes no mention of the real Calamity Jane, an American frontierswoman known for her sharpshooting, her friendship with Wild Bill Hickok, and her penchant for wearing men's clothing. An issue of Deadwood magazine acknowledges that Jane lived a rough life at a fairly lawless time and place, but offers this assessment of her character overall. Her vices were the wide-open sins of a wide-open country, the sort that never carried a hurt. There's an element of that in this Jane. She wants not to be like her fellow campaign managers, even as she wants desperately to outgame Candy at every turn. I was most relieved that there was not even a hint of a romance suggested between Jane and Candy. Indeed, Jane's character is free from a lot of the kind of personal baggage that is often attached to female characters to make them more relatable. Perhaps this is because the part was originally written to be played by a man. Sandra Bullock, after finding few interesting scripts for women being sent her way, read this script and called the producers to see if they would be interested in casting her in the lead role instead. The film ends with Jane explaining that working an election is like chasing the brass ring on a carousel. Brass rings were developed in the heyday of carousels, mostly as an attempt to liven up the rides, especially the ones where the horses didn't move up and down. If a rider caught the brass ring, they would win a prize, often another ride on the carousel. Jane suggests that she has found a way off the carousel, working for meaningful change. In real life, of course, no such thing has happened to the operatives from the American consulting firm, and the rest of us remain stuck on an endless carousel of election repetition and rhetoric.
Our Brand is Crisis is currently playing at a theater near you. Simone Beck is a doctoral candidate in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. She is currently working on a dissertation about architectural space and the American television sitcom. You can hear all of our SIU reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org.